Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach them.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I am here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you been doing?
We are doing great, Mr. Gene. Good to be back visiting with you this evening and getting ready to do somebody some good out there.
Yeah, we're glad to have that. And our trusted engineer.
Hi, guys.
Mr. Matt. Matt, how you doing this evening?
Doing all right, Gene and Mr. Dukes. How are you, gentlemen?
We're great, Mike. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
All right.
Let's roll it.
Okay, so those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And so, Mike, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
All right, so now you know what the show is all about. Mr. Dukes, it's good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be with you, Mr. Gene. Good to be sitting here right beside you so we can help somebody in the entrepreneur world. And even we'll go to the next hour to job seekers out.
Alrighty. Tonight's show is about, it's for all entrepreneurs, all of the wannabes, all of you who've been thinking about it, all of you that may have gotten started, and those that are getting ready to get started, and those that are quite experienced, we welcome your expertise on the show as well. But tonight's show is for entrepreneurs, for the beginning entrepreneurs. And the topic is how to write a business plan. And I'm using this because I happened to discover this, and I'm going to share it with you. There's a site called bizkids.com. Many of you probably know about it. You may know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a site for kids.
Hey, that's for me.
To start their own business. Me too. Anyway, So I'm looking at what someone had put together to help kids who come up with ideas. I thought that we all fall into that category.
We all do, Mr. Jane. If we all had the idea or intention to be an entrepreneur, we have to go that way.
Right. So I looked at the material and I said, wow, this could help everybody out there who has an idea. And so I decided that I would dedicate tonight's show to helping all of you wannabes, those of you that started, those of you that are quite successful, you're more than welcome to contribute. The number's right in front of you, I believe. It's 727-441-3000. We welcome your comments and your thoughts to help other entrepreneurs. But the material that they put together is available for any of you that are interested. Just go out to bizkids.com, and they will walk you through what I'm going to tell you, and much more, because this is the actual place where you can actually make things work.
Mm-hmm.
They give an outline.
Mm-hmm.
They give a place for you to write down your own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And they break it down so that you can begin to start looking at what type of business you have and what's it going to cost you and all that sort of stuff, which is some of the stuff that I'm going to go over during this hour.
All right.
So that's what I'd like to have you think about. You can find this information for yourself simply by going out to bizkids.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it applies to everybody. And it applies to me in terms of what I'm doing. And I just thought that by sharing this with anyone out there, anyone who has an idea and wondering, could you start a business? I'm going to say, if you got the idea, it's important to understand you got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe nobody else has your idea. And I think this outline fits all of that in terms of how do you get started. Anyway, so that's what I'm going to be talking about, how to write a business plan. And I'm going to spend a little time on, once you have your business or your product and service in place, I'm going to also mention something about how do you market it? How do you get it out in front of your customers? Or how do you get the word out? So I'm going to talk about that, because I think it's there for everyone to see, and it's something I believe that I can cover during this show.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases you can believe how simple it is, but also imagine how many people just never knew. But imagine how many kids are learning this somewhere. And the question is, are your kids learning this, or are you learning this?
That's the question, yeah. Mr. Gene, and you know, and we have some very smart kids. Kids wants to get involved. They wants to be involved. And if you talk to your children and ask them what they want to do, as Mr. Gene was saying earlier, they all know what they want to do. They've been doing it ever since they was born. So look at them.
Well, I want you to just think about this. You mentioned the word that I shouldn't mention on this show, but it comes up in the next show, which is the employment opportunity hour, but I'm just going to mention this. I'm going to make this bold statement.
All right.
Okay.
Make it.
There's no such thing as smart kids. There's no such thing as you're smart.
There's also no such thing as stupid questions either, only stupid mistakes.
Something like that. Yeah, but I want you just to think about it.
Yeah.
The carrier of the knowledge, you being who you are, since you cannot see yourself, you do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We call you smart.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you know what smart is.
Mm-hmm.
And smart is also relative on depending on the person, I would think.
Well, it depends on what we think of them.
Because the definition for Eugene could be one way, the definition for Mr. Dukes could be another, and then mine could be completely different from what you guys have.
That's true. So once you recognize other people's opinions, we tell you what we think you are. You telling us what you think you are is almost a waste of time, because if we're not buying it, then you don't go anywhere. So it's important to understand how we help make you. It's important to understand how I got here, because other people have recognized things that I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the carrier. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors.
Yeah, and we'll be right back.
Mr. Dukes and I to share some of our knowledge.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hey Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tough get going. When the going gets tough, when you make that decision to start a business, then that's when the fun times come along with the tough times. And you should expect them. Because they're going to come along anyway. It's part of the learning and growing process.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is.
Anyway, so I'm talking about tonight about how to write a business plan. And it's something I got on the internet off a site called bizkids.com. And I want all of you to go out there and look at it. If your kids don't know about it, definitely tell them about it. But it's for anyone who has an idea of starting a business, but how to get started. I think their outline is well appropriate for anybody. That's why I'm mentioning it right now. So, anyway, so the first thing is, what is the business plan? It's something that you think about and then try to write it out as best as you can as how you visualize your business working. Okay, it's an actual plan of what you think it can do and will do. Well, anyway, so it has many steps.
If I may interject something, I heard that this morning on the radio, on another radio show, and the guy says, they're talking about a business plan. He says, I take a pen and a paper to me every night to bed at my side of my bed. He said, because the best ideas come to you at 1 to 3 o'clock in the morning. You ever had that experience?
I've experienced that.
And says,
have experienced that.
And you take a pen to pencil with the guy. And see, when I said earlier about our children are smart today, and I understand what Mr. Gene said, but we have children that has a lot of intelligence today that can go a long way. And a lot of kids have these ideas, and they don't know what to do with them.
We all got them.
So they're younger.
All right. So number one, the very first thing to start, I'm just going to start out this, is everything starts with an idea.
That's right.
So if you have an idea, that's the starting point. The key is to understand the idea was given to you or you discovered it. But either way, it's yours. So it belongs to you. Doesn't belong to anybody else. So you have an idea of something that you could do that will make some money, make things better, help out a lot of people. You have some idea of how you can make something better. So
that's correct.
It starts with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's laid out so that you can actually write down your idea. You can get it out of your head onto a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got it on a piece of paper, then the world can see it. So
once you explore it.
So it's laid out so that you can actually write your thoughts in right then and there. You can always change them because they're your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And more thoughts will come to you. But anyway, but think about what that thought might be and what is your big idea? So, Mr. Dukes, I know I haven't seen you in a while, so I'm just going to throw this on you.
Go ahead.
What was your big idea for any business, just one of the businesses that you started?
My idea was that I love cars. I love working on cars. I was a country boy working on cars in the country, and my idea was that I wanted to have an automotive repair shop.
Okay. So, I'm just going to add this other step to it, because then I'm going to I'll speak about myself in
Go
a
ahead.
Sense. But the second step was what makes your idea unique? What's going to separate you from all the others out there?
I believe at the time that I was interested in having that auto shop, that I had to bring something to the table that no other technician or no other auto shop was bringing to the table. And because of the age that I came in, which was the computer age, I studied computers tremendously on automobiles so I could understand where I became very, very efficient in repairing automobiles with computers.
Okay, so that's what made you unique.
That's what made
me
unique.
Great. Now, as we go through these different steps, feel free to add your comments along with it so that we help all those that are listening, all those that may see the podcast later on, so that it's just there based on our opinions.
Right.
Now, I started a employment training and development company. That was the idea.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was, what would happen if people got jobs based on things that they find themselves doing, like doing, that we recognize they're good at doing? What would happen if humans got a chance to recognize what we see in them and what's possible, and so that we could grow into it? The unique part about it was that who's focusing on what humans find themselves doing, like doing, and why aren't we using that so that we're more productive, but also we make our workforce more productive, and when we're doing what we enjoy doing, then our morale is always high.
Correct.
Anyway, so I said, that's unique.
And that is unique, and that is the whole thing about an idea. If you have an idea, an idea is a unique idea that nobody else has. And if you're going to follow it through, you have to stay with that idea. You have to walk it through. You have to see, do what it takes to keep that idea on the table, as we'll say, that somebody else can see that idea and also want to help you with that idea.
Right.
But you can't be afraid to expose your idea.
Okay. Now, the next thing down here, once you have your idea, then it comes down to this, what is here. It says marketing.
Yeah.
Who is your customer?
All right.
Okay, in other words, who can use what you believe you have? Who wants it? Who needs it? And how can you get it to them or in front of them so that they can know that it exists and so they can buy it? So who?
Well, if you're offering a service, I think that the first thing you need to do, consider what are you offering as a service, or is it a type of service that hosts when you do repairs, or is it just a service that you go and service people, homes, houses, or whatever? Then you got to figure out what area you're going to be in and what area need that you your idea that you have.
Okay. Now, if you got a product, would you do the same thing?
If you got a product, you need to look at your product. Can it be utilized best here in this area, or do you have to move to another area where that product that you have that can be more exposed and be more profitable to you?
Okay, so think of whatever product or service you have.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's going to come down to those two categories, having a product or service.
Right.
And who would your customer be?
And, correct.
And I'm going to suggest that think of as many possible customers as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But get started with one. So that's all I'm going to say is that. So,
well, can I use one example? that
sure.
With the beer kids? Lemonade stands. How many lemonade stands you see on the side of the streets from young entrepreneurs or young children trying to sell lemonade? That is one of the greatest success for young kids or young individuals demonstrating their ability to be able to do a service and sell a product. And the same apply for adults. You got to figure out those things what you're going to do step by step. And that's important to any entrepreneur.
Yeah. So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know what the product and service is and who your customer might be, then where are they? Where can you find them or where can you get to them?
Right.
Yeah, so you got to. So think of where do those people go so that you can figure out a way to get to them.
And you got to figure out if there is the same product or the same service in the same area that you're going, you got to come up with something unique to make your service or your product outstanding over that competitor.
Over your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that leads to the next thing.
All right.
Then I'm just going to say the next thing because there are lots of things that are listed here, but how can you get the word out?
Well,
that's right.
Today we have a lot of avenues to get the word out. You can do it first by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Second, by the media. We got plenty of media now that can get the word out to the clients that you want to attract, and you have to do that repetitionally.
Okay. No, when you say media, what do you mean?
When I say what? I said the media.
The media. How do you?
Just like here, by putting sponsors to sponsor the program, we can do a commercial here for someone that wants to put their product out there or their service.
Okay.
And it would help us and it'll help them.
Okay, I only ask that because getting the word out could be business cards, it could be through your computer, it could be online, it could be posters, it could be anything that you can get in front of other people so they can see it and know that you exist.
And make them attractive.
So, so think about how you're going to get it to them. It's part of that business.
Eye catcher.
Right. Something that's got to happen. Now, in some cases, maybe you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you cannot do it, then you got to find somebody else that can.
Right.
Now, there's lots of information out there, which is a ton of people that will help you to do what you're trying to do, because we're all good at something.
Mm-hmm.
We're all good at something.
But we're not all good at everything.
Right. We're not good at everything. And so that's what it is. I see Mr. Matt over there. He's warming up, I think.
Are you warming up?
Yeah. I agree with you guys. I'd rather be good at something. I'd rather be good at something than try to be good at everything, because that's not physically possible.
That's right. That's right, Matt.
Because so it's important to recognize what are you good at, and then try to let the other people know what you're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hide.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know what you need.
And a lot of time, you can get some free help.
Most times. Because when you're an entrepreneur, people want to help you.
All right.
Anyone who says pay me now don't want to help you. Those people need money. But stay tuned. We're going to share a little bit more about getting your business off the ground, and we're going through the basics of doing a business plan to get your product or service off the ground. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
Can't get more than you get now.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Right now, not at all.
No stopping once we get started. Once you get started, don't let nothing stop you.
Not at all.
Going to have some obstacles.
Yes, sir.
And some barriers.
But we work them out.
There you go.
We'll work through them.
Work it out.
We'll work through those barriers.
So, once you have the idea and you decide to get started, and you know who your customer is and who might buy your product, and you now know how to get the word out, then there's something that we get to that's called financing.
All right.
How much is it going to cost you? Now, obviously, you may not know. So you guess or estimate so that you can put some formulas together. Because once you have the formulas in place, and how you change the numbers will continue to work. So how can you find the money to get your business off the ground? That's what this is all about.
All right.
So it's who's going to finance it? You're going to take out a loan. You got money already. You got money stashed away. You got somebody that's going to give you some money.
Nobody.
Well, it's possible.
It's possible.
GoFundMe out there now, and you got people that may give you money for your idea.
That's true. Big GoFundMe campaign.
So think about how much... Getting started with financing. Some of you may be good at math. Some of you maybe not. But that's okay.
That's right.
That's what you're there to learn how to get your idea out there.
Out there.
You can't know all of it. You know, you may know some of it or most of it. But the things that you find yourself weak in, there are others that I know will help you and join in because that's what they're bringing to you to make your company successful.
Correct.
And there's no, there's really no such thing as you're going to do it by yourself.
No.
You are the author of it.
You need some help.
But nobody ever said you should do it by yourself. So if that's something that you think you have to do, I'm going to suggest that don't get stuck on that because when you get the word out about your business, others will appear from somewhere. So... That's what I have to say about that. Mr. Duke, do you got any comments on that?
Oh, no, you said it all. Just make sure you know your cost of that item or the service you're going to do. Make sure you have put all that on paper so whatever happened down the road, you can go back and look. You may have to make some changes in your figure or you may have to make some changes in your product or your service. But you want to be able to have that financed and realize what the cost is going to be and how much you're going to pay for the unit or whatever you're selling, how much you're going to charge for the service. Because you've already looked at the area where you're going to do it, and you looked at the people that's in that area, the clientele that you're going to have, so now you need some concrete to be able to do go forward to get the finances that you need.
Now, I just want to add something on to the cost, because I thought that this was very helpful, is to find out, get an estimate on what it's going to cost for your product. Estimate how much time you got to put in, like an hourly rate. How much would you pay yourself a rate? Because you have to put time in order to build it.
Correct.
And so calculating what it's going to cost for the product. How much time is it going to take you? You may spend your time on the computer. You may spend your time on the phone, or But how much time is it going to cost you putting all this together? That goes into your cost.
Correct.
You have expenses supplies and other things that you may need in order to get your product off the ground. So estimating that in the initial beginning will allow you to begin looking at the formulas and the math figures by which you can look at what to charge somebody once you understand how much you put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the purpose of being an entrepreneur or starting a business is because you want to make a profit.
You want to make a profit.
Somewhere.
A big profit.
So estimating the cost is something that you estimate as a young entrepreneur, even an experienced entrepreneur or someone
that's
who's
right.
starting, is once you learn the formulas, it's easy to plug in the other pieces.
Correct.
So don't be afraid to go through the exercises of estimating what's it going to cost, because you've got to estimate how much money do you want to make as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be a percentage of what you put in order for you to get something out that is now profit.
Correct.
So it's just something for you to think about.
Right. Put it on paper. Yeah. How much that widget going to cost? Put on paper. How much widget going to take to make it function? Put on paper. How much you're going to need for backup?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you'll be lost. And we don't want you to lose. Know the cost of the unit. Know what you're going to charge for. Know what your markup going to be.
Now, you just mentioned markup, but that comes down to pricing.
That's correct.
Estimate a cost on what you think it would cost. Because sometimes you may be on the mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say most times you may be off the mark. And that's okay, because you're learning to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you learn by learning what you didn't know. I can't speak for you other entrepreneurs out there, but I'm still learning what I didn't know.
Amen. I am.
Yeah, so I'm still learning, but how to set a price for your product or service has to do with how much time you put in and what the product is. What's it going to cost to get the product made? Who's going to make the product?
Mm-hmm.
All those things go into your cost. And then you got to get the word out, so those become expenses. So when you add those up, then you know how much it's costing you in order to get the product out there. Okay, so the next thing is that how can you make money now that you know what it's costing you? Well, you've got to add on something that may be a percentage of what it costs in order for you to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
Or start getting money coming back in. So that's part of being an entrepreneur, is to get started by learning some formulas again.
Mm-hmm.
How can you estimate?
Yes.
What it would cost. You can always change the figures once you understand how to put together the formulas.
Correct.
So that's what that is.
And if I may add,
okay.
Don't forget to add all your ingredients. I have a daughter that makes soap, and she was telling me how come she didn't make what she supposed to make, or what she had estimated she would make. But she forgot to add one of the ingredients that she was putting into the product. And then she realized that was one of the most important ingredients, but she didn't consider charging it because it was part of the soap.
Mm-hmm.
So all items or all ingredients, whatever it is, must be calculated into the cost.
And do the best you can, because
yes.
I can't speak for you other entrepreneurs out there, and I can't speak for the kids out there, but you are going to make some mistakes.
Yes.
And you learn from the mistakes. There's
yes.
no such thing as you know it all. There's no such thing as everything's going to work out okay.
Yes.
Because there are areas of expertise and knowledge you simply don't have, which means you got to get it from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you understand you got to get it from somewhere else, then you start building your team of expertise.
Well, correct.
You find people that want to do just like you do, but they need something to do it with. They need something to show someone else. Okay. For example, somebody may be good at using the computer, and you're good at using your phone, but you need the big screen. So you need somebody who likes sitting in front of the big screen doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as the entrepreneur, you may need to use your phone for emergencies, but not for the big things. You pay somebody else to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't have to pay, now obviously you look for people who want to help you, that are looking for ways that they can become part of a business because they bring something to the business.
Mm-hmm.
So just do the best you can in terms of that, but making sure that you count all of what you're putting in, because your business has to make a profit. Somewhere down the road, right.
That's right.
It's okay to lose some because you got to put something in mm-hmm. order to get something out.
All right.
So that's okay. And so it's just a matter of how well you put it together and get the expertise from others that you need. Don't try to do this by yourself. So, but this happens at any age because it has to do with the idea you come up with or the solution that you can bring. And the only people you're going to bring it to are other humans.
Correct.
So it's simple as that. Who can use what you have? Because we live in a world where it's based on the ideas that people before you have come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're doing is piggybacking off something else that you've noticed that adds to that or complements it or produces a better way. Because that's what it's all about, trying to figure out a way to make things better for someone. It's always going to be a human. And so talk to you what you think about that.
Don't be afraid to let somebody know what you're doing, because now I run into people in the entrepreneur world say, I'm not going to tell him what I'm doing because he's going to steal my idea. It's your idea. So don't be afraid. And when the time comes, you'll make that idea permanent, your idea.
Yeah, no one can steal your idea.
They may copy it.
It may be similar, but it's yours.
That's right. It's yours until it ends. It's yours until you drop it.
And you could tell everybody, if you like, because they can't see how you would put it together. So someone else putting it together differently, that happens a lot.
All the time.
But how you see putting it together only belongs to you. So you get help and support by telling people what you're trying to do, get what you're working on, and hopefully they see ways that they can help you, or they can see little holes in your thoughts and either help you to address it, or they can go somewhere else and add the little thoughts that you weren't willing to hear. Just add those thoughts, and that makes their business work. And so, but businesses function on competition. Now, that's not in the book here, but competition is what you should expect.
Yes.
You should welcome competition.
Always welcome competition.
Competition makes you better. And so that you should always welcome competition. Because that's how you get to become the best.
Entrepreneurs doesn't worry about competition.
Stay tuned. We got a couple more things that we're going to share with you. We're going to the content of a business plan.
All right.
With biz kids on up to seniors.
Come on.
We'll be right back.
Hang with us.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yes. Something we all
looking for.
All entrepreneurs want some. They come up with an idea that they think they can turn into money. And I believe that we live in a country where, well,
the opportunities are great.
Opportunities are there. Probably exist all around the world because that's what humans do to make other humans better.
Mm-hmm. We live in a country where opportunities are plenty and cash is king.
Hey.
That's a good saying. That's a good way to look at it. Now, Mr. Smart Guy over there, Mr. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Cash is king. Give me some. I need some.
So we all need it.
I need a little bit more. Just a little bit. All right, but we're going.
That's why we're here.
We're going through.
Trying to obtain some more.
And help the listeners do the same thing.
All right.
Yeah. We're covering how to build a business plan based on an outline that I found or got off bizkids.com. Okay, company that helps kids who come up with ideas and thoughts to turn the business's ideas into business. And in looking at the content that's available for everyone to see, I decided to share that content so that because it fits all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know when an idea may come to you, but when it comes, you know it's an idea that could turn into something to help somebody.
Get me.
So this outline, I think, is great, and I want to make sure that you know that I think it's great, but you can go find this for yourself. Just go to bizkids.com. They have a beautiful plan that lays out how do you put the business together. And then the last thing, this is on like five pages. Once you have that together, then how can you develop a one-page sheet, one page, whereby you can share with anybody your idea that you've come up with and its solution, how you plan to market it in terms of getting it in front of your customers and the different tools and vehicles you might use, how you're going to get it promoted or promotions. How's it going to get out there? Who's going to do that? Whether it's going to be you or not? And how much is it going to cost you to get it off the ground, which is the financing? And then a place where you can give your contact information so people can contact you. Okay, so it's a one-page document that will allow you to tell anybody or share with anybody your idea and your business and how much thought has gone into it and how to get in contact with you. so that they can follow up with other ways to help guide you toward your goal. So that was the other unique part about it, is mm-hmm. that there's a way for you to get the message out and have people contact you, have people find you.
Yes, sir. And like I say, first one, Mr. Gene, is word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Good word of mouth.
To all people.
Good word of mouth will make you successful.
And think about this. Most people you run into, most people I've run into, people will always say, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an opportunity for you to learn how to speak it.
Right.
Because at some point it comes down to how do you pitch it when it comes to getting in front of people with big money.
That's right.
But on your way to the big money, you still got to have ways of sharing your idea. But this allows you to put it all on one page that you could read even. But I don't suggest you read what you wrote. I suggest you be authentic as you can in telling people what it is that you would like to do. And don't worry about how you look, because they're going to see you anyway. So like yourself as you are, all we want to know is what do you want to do? And really all you want to know is how can we help get your company, your product or service out there so people are using it and benefiting from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the money comes. Now, I don't have all the answers about making the money. I don't have necessarily the order, but I believe once you get it out there, then the money comes. That's how you begin to multiply it. So that's what happens there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one page. Actually, it's two pages that they have for you. I just went through what's on page one. Page two is to tell people where you see your product or service going. Not so much going, but where is it going to be placed? Is it going to be placed like in stores,
mm-hmm.
marketplace? Is it going to be placed on the internet? Where's your product going to be placed in terms of how can people see it and find it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got the idea, but you still got to figure out a way to get in front of people.
Correct.
And then the last thing that they have down here is an inspiration station. It's being inspired.
But
it says, and what it says, I'll let you read it, Mr. Dukes, because you got the glasses and I can... I don't want to repeat some words that aren't there.
Inspiration station. Feeling inspired? Sketch out some ideas for your foreplay.
For your foreplay. Sketch out some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Have some ideas to demonstrate something or to put somebody in a situation where they are playing along with you in order for them to grasp it. Many times you got to do stuff like that.
I would say the number one thing I would tell you, I told myself, no matter what your product is, no matter what your service is, you must be able to sell yourself. And you must be able to, Gene said in one sheet, you must be able to do it within 5 to 10 minutes. And some you don't have that long. 5 minutes, you must sell your whole self and your product and your service. That's me. That's mine. Now, that's, in so many words, that's what he's saying here.
Well, I'm going to suggest that as a beginner, take as long as you need to. Because you got to get it out in order to fine-tune it. And you may have to fine-tune it over and over again, but you can't fine-tune it without getting it out. And so you want to make sure you include everything that you wanted to say, but some people may give you some suggestions on how you could have said less by using different words. How could you have said more to explain something a little bit more? But But as a beginning entrepreneur, just be you.
Mm-hmm. All the way, all the time.
Because we can tell you how to shorten it after we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got this thought, and I'm just going to mention it. Anyone who tells you how long to take doesn't want to hear you. I want you to really think about that. Anyone who tells you how long they want to hear it from you doesn't really want to hear you. Now, if you're playing a game where you're testing yourself in order to become better before you get out in front of the real people, that's the practice you need in order to get it from where you start at to mm-hmm. fine-tuning it so the keywords are what you know how to mention that grasp people's attention.
Right.
That's going to take practice.
Yes, it will.
And you got to be willing to practice.
Yes.
So, but these steps go in. I'm pretty sure that the kids, that the biz kids, they start wherever they are and they practice.
Mm-hmm.
But I could guarantee you someone who's in their 40s or 50s that comes up with an idea and anywhere in between, they come up with whatever they come up with, they fine tune it after they have something that's tangible.
Right.
It's always good to fine tune. You can find lots of help to fine tune.
It takes practice.
Right. So be willing to practice because we are the listeners. We are the ones that's going to see your work, see your product, see how you provide your service to mm-hmm. us. So you're going to learn that by doing it. Okay? It's so you can read all you want. It's going to come down to you doing something.
That's right. It'll come down to your presentation.
Okay. So those are things that you want to keep in mind because once your presentation is fit for you and fit for some others, then it'll be fit for everybody.
Correct.
And now always. You have the same message going out the same way, the same length, and you get used to doing it mm-hmm. over and over again. It becomes normal.
That's for that.
And you begin to act normal.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's in you now. So that's what I'm going to suggest. This outline is really great. It benefits anyone who has an idea of starting a business. The difference is that someone had the idea. Why not grab ideas that come from kids? Why not listen to what they got to say, what they can visualize?
Mm-hmm.
If someone has created a business out of that.
Okay?
Right. Anyway, so it's more than a business. I mean, they're pretty popular out there. They got their own TV shows and everything out there. So it's very possible that all we want to know is what are your ideas and thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
And since they're yours, then we can help you get yours out there so that you get the help that you need or the recognition
mm-hmm.
as the author.
Oh!
But I hear the music, which means
somebody's saying it's time to...
Our time is up.
Time to go.
It applies to entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
The ideas come up with that. And the bottom line is you end up doing it your way because mm-hmm. you've got to fine-tune it anyway, which comes from us helping you.
Oh, yes.
But you literally can take your idea and thought because you can do it your way. And that's why I want you to know that here on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, how you can make your business, grow your business, and help other entrepreneurs to help you.
Let us hear from you.
Stay tuned for the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
All right, we're out of here for that.
102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.